Chavarim, friends, we're in Parshat Tzav, which is the second Parsha in the book of Vayikra, in the book of Exodus, and we're deep already into the Korbanot, into the sacrifices, which means that this is a section of the Torah that's a little bit more difficult, I think, for us to connect to. So I want to, for those of you who might have been here a couple of years ago in Sisterhood Shabbat, we got taught by Laura Kosak at that point. And she really imagined herself as a young girl who was walking with her family to the Temple of Old with a sheep in tow. And she imagined what it would be like to bring that offering. And this girl is looking at everyone else in line because there's just one altar in the ancient tent of meeting and then the temple as well. And people would line up to bring their offerings. And she really brought out for the fact that we wouldn't know exactly what the person in line in front of us was coming for, whether they were coming for a guilt offering, whether they were offering an olah, a burnt offering, a complete offering, just what the reason was. But this child from 2,000 years ago felt a closeness to God in that process. I thought there was something very beautiful and poignant about the picture that Laura pulled out, because it had to have meant that, right? These rituals, when they stop having a way of touching us, they become a little bit dead. And Laura recaptured it, but we can track throughout time the different ways and things that the sacrifices meant. In the year 700 or so, in Midrash Tanchuma, instead, there is this process of connecting the sacrifices to a line in one of David's psalms, Miyakum Bimkom Kadsho Nakika Pamuvalavav. Who can come up to God's house? The one who is clean of hands and pure of heart. And so by the time the Midrash comes around, there's a sense that I connect to God by being sort of a sincere person, an honest person. And then we can go to the Hasidic tradition, and it changes again as we reimagine what that experience was like. And by the time we get to the Hasidic tradition in the 18th century or so, the notion is that these sacrifices, and the olah in particular, the complete burnt offering, which meant that nothing was eaten by a human being, it all was turned to smoke, it all went up to God. The notion was that this was this process by which we shake off everything about this world to have this sort of spiritual experience. And that's also, I think, very beautiful. But I'm not sure it's sufficient for us, because for this Torah to matter, for this section on Korbanot and sacrifices to matter, it has to touch us in some way. So here's a question for you. What might that mean for us today? What do we need as Jews in 2019, excuse me, let's not jump too far in advance. What do our sacrifices need to connect us with? What sort of experience, so that we can be like that little kid in line with her sheep, or like the Midrash Tanchuma, imagine us really trying and striving to be ethical, or the Hasidic notion of being above the fray of life? What could it be for us? That's a question. It's a hard question, right? But it's a really important question, and I think here's one of the reasons why I think this question is hard for us. There's a lot of us who, when we look at where the Jewish world is, we recognize that we are going through a huge paradigm change. A paradigm change perhaps as great as what happened after the destruction of the temple, when Judaism switched out of this sacrificial mode and into rabbinic Judaism. And whenever you're in this moment of change, nobody knows what the future will be. Everything is sort of changed. So I'll throw out a suggestion to you that ties it and connects these pieces, but I'm going to challenge you to think about it and feel free to send me a notion. The Hasidic notion, just 150 years ago, which got us into the psychology and the spirituality that still speaks to us today, really talked about shaking off this world. And they were really talking about a different sort of spiritual experience, I think. But I think that in our age, we need to shake off the world of the weak. We're in this age of social media, and there's so much stuff that we hear. Every disaster. Last week, it was the two mosques in New Zealand. This past week, it was a church. Not so long ago, it was Pittsburgh. The world keeps coming at us. And I think that to be a religious person, one answer was tikkun olam. Let's go out and fix the world. And we have our beautiful house up there on the top of the hill to help provide for the homeless, and we do so many different things. So I think tikkun olam matters, but I don't think it's the same as this sacrifice. I think that we need a way to really shift our minds, our hearts, our awareness, to sort of breathe in the world again. We call it mindfulness, whatever you have it. So here's the question for you. If the Ola is a completely other sacrifice, take this question home with you and say, what are the ways that I, in 2019, can offer a real sacrifice, something that genuinely will be a korban, something that will connect me to God, to that which is greater than me, to some sense of transcendence? I don't have an answer, but I'm hoping that together we can begin to create one. Shabbat Shalom.